Hopefully, what's been happening in Washington over the past 2 or 3 weeks is a teachable moment, right? But what lessons might your students draw from the whole shutdown and debt ceiling mess? And what do you say happened? Well, Mike Gwaltney is on the front lines of this. He's an 11th grade government and history teacher at the Oregon Episcopal School in Portland, Oregon. So welcome to the program, Mike. I gather you've got a fairly international student body.
We do. We've got about 20% of our upper school that are boarding students from East and South Asia.
Right. And so what kind of questions have they been asking? What kind of questions has the whole student body been asking?
Well, I think the whole student body wants to understand how the government can get to a point where we can't fund ourselves. The students are a bit incredulous about how every year we pass a budget. And you know, one of the kids said to me the other day, don't we have 230 years practice at this? How can it be so bad? The students from Asia are particularly incredulous because they think that this shows a level of dysfunction that they, as visitors here to the country, don't perceive as a problem. They think that, this is the world's big democracy. We seem to be very effective in many ways. Why can't we do something as simple as sort of deciding how to pay our bills?
So what have you been saying to them? I mean, you kind of shrug your shoulders and say, sorry, this is just our country.
In some ways, that's exactly what I do, Mara. But, the bigger point I really try to work with the kids is this bit about how we can be in cooperation as human beings. So we're spending less time talking about sort of the nuances or the sort of strange, bits of how the house works. So I ask the students to think about, where do you see yourself really committed to a particular position, and do you have experience trying to compromise? And ultimately, I want the kids to think about how they can be participants in the democracy and think about how they would go about working with people who have very different positions than they do on things like the purpose of government.
I mean, it's funny. We just spoke with someone last week who focuses on negotiations and how people in Asia get to yes. And it's really about the many different ways of saying no so that you're all on the same page. So, I mean, for your Asian students, are they looking at this and just saying, well, isn't that obvious?
I think probably so. They're very willing to listen to each other and find middle ground very quickly, and perhaps more willing to do so than my, sort of the Portland, native Portland kids that I have in class, who I think have been raised, maybe this is paradoxical, but they've been raised in a democratic culture where it's okay sometimes to put your foot down and say, this is what I want come hell or high water. Mm. And a lot of the kids that come to us from these Asian countries just see compromise as more, part of the deal. That's how you live.
Do you have any kids who come from countries where there really are no functioning governments? And have they been talking about this at all?
We don't. One of the things that we do have are we have a number of kids who come from, to give you one example, Thailand, where they say that they are really committed to their monarch more than democracy. Hmm. Now, that's their perception as 15, 16-year-old kids. And one of the things they say is that, we thought there would be more functional government here because when we got here, we were told that democracy is, sort of better than monarchy to meet the people's needs. And now we're here, we see that there are, 50 million people without health care, and finally we've got maybe a health care bill, but we can't come to agreement on some basic things, therefore we'll shut down everything. How is that better than monarchy is a question that they ask. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That king is looking pretty good right about now.
Well, if the king is going to give you, some level of comfort, not that everything is great there, the question is, what is the net gain of having democracy if some of the basic stuff doesn't get done?
Well, Mike, great to speak with you. Thanks a lot for your time.
Hey, Marco, it's my pleasure.